And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Big Bloody Beautiful Legend. I want to give you all some life advice about love. See, you all know I'm a love guru, alright? Tum logo pata hai, I'm a relationship expert. I am love, alright? You all know that. How about I give you all some advice? Pyar ho, to Cadbury Silk ke ad jaisa. वरना ना हो. इफ यू कांट किस मी क्लोज योर आइज मिस मी क्लोज योर आइज इफ यू कांट रीड माई लिप्स एंड माई फिंगर टिप्स एंड हैप्पीनेस इन माई आइज आई डोंट वॉन्ट योर लव. आई डोंट वॉन्ट योर लव. दैट इज द ओनली वे आई वॉन्ट योर लव. ऑल राइट, दैट्स व्हाट आई वॉन्ट स्टार्ट ऑफ विथ स्ट्रेट ऑफ द फकिंग बैट. Right off, straight out of the gates, I want to let you all know that the only love, if you want to love me, if we want to love, agar tumhare mere beech mein prem hai, prem bhai, andhere mein chupke kahan baithe ho. If you know this, then, agar, okay, if you watch the podcast on YouTube, you're gonna see this, not on Instagram, right? This portion I'm not gonna put. But if you watch this on YouTube, or listen to it on Spotify, wherever, right, whatever. If I send it to you in a discreet file, if you know where that dialogue is from, text me and I will send you. I will, honest to God, mera audience itna abhi itna bada hai nahi ki tum log sabko ek ek karke kuch bhejna padega mere ko. Bahut sare log ko bahut paisa jayega, aisa kuch hai nahi. If you tell me where this dialogue is from without researching, you have to be fucking honest with me, bro. I trust you, you trust me. I know most of you all are scam artists like I am. That's why we're all here. But honest to God, you gotta tell me where this dialogue is from, and I'll send you a Cadbury Silk. You have my fucking word. I'll send it to you. I'll get it delivered to your house, 100%. But on that note, hi, hello. My exams are over. I have peaced out quite a bit in my life, and. Bro, online, big. You know, the only reason I feel like college is over is because my last 2 months of college were offline and my exams were offline. If my exams are online, college khatam hoke kahan chale jata pata bhi nahi, bro. Kab aaye, kab gaye, pata bhi na chala. Like, it would literally be like a shitty fucking TV show on Voot that came and went by and nobody knew about that. You know what I mean? Like, some dude you meet in Lokhandwala market was part of a OTT show, which you're like, okay, fair enough. Like, I don't know how many people watch Big Boss. Who the fuck watches Big Boss? I know Big Boss is a big show, it's not like a shitty show. But why are you watching Big Boss? Like, do you not value your brain cells? Do you not value your brain cells? Every time you watch Big Boss, I want to let you know, even a clip from Big Boss if you watch, 20% of your brain cells start to die. They start to diminish. And neurons, I don't think neurons grow back, right? Like, they don't regenerate, right? Isn't that the case? No, ma'am. There's nobody here. Why am I looking there? Bro, I'm so in need for approval, I keep looking to my right. Because you're always by my side. You. Yes, you. You're always by my side. I'm having pineapple juice. Apparently, it makes your... I don't want to use... Bro, kya hi shan. Apparently makes your cum taste better. I'm not doing it for that. I don't think there are many women... I don't think there's a woman out there who would like to taste my cum. Like, I don't know, man. I don't think that's the case. If there is, I want to ask what's wrong with you. Mine? Like, okay, fine. If it's like Jared Leto, Jake Gyllenhaal. Firstly, both of them look the same. But if it's someone like Chris Hemsworth... I understand why. Like, you want to taste what the epitome of male physique looks like. You can cast Chris Hemsworth in any show, movie, poster, fucking Canva ad also. Where you say this is the epitome of male physique. And I'd be like, you know what? I feel you. There is not a sexier man than Chris Hemsworth. I don't think there is, bro. I know everyone's now into like e-boys, like emo boys, like fucking Harry Styles and all. He's not an e-boy, but You get my point, right? Like these pop boys, K-pop boys who are more emotional and in touch with their feminine side. Chris Hemsworth likes to pretend that he's in touch with his feminine side, but I can see that guy inside him. I can see the man's man that wants to beat women. I don't like. Okay, let me clear something out. If he were to lay hands on his woman, I say no. I do not support it. I just want to let you all know. I do not think it is good. It might be necessary from time to time. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. This is a joke. I really don't believe it. It might be necessary. Have you seen that video of Pierce Brosnan, I think? Of him saying, I want to slap the shit out of you. You got to slap a woman every now and then. I don't know where it is, man. There's a video of Pierce Brosnan where he... I'll play it for you all. Like, wait, I think I gotta play it so that like there's no lag. Like, I don't wanna just play it for YouTube. Pierce Brosnan wanting to beat his wife. Pierce Brosnan says, I'll show it to you. I want this thing. Wait. Pierce Brosnan slapping women. He doesn't slap a woman, but he says, no, it's Sean Connery. Sorry, not Pierce.
You did an interview in which you said, it's not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
Mm.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
You haven't?
No. He hasn't changed his opinion.
You think it's just good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's bad?
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it. Yeah.
It's merited.
Well, it's if, merited. You know, if you tried everything else. And women are pretty good at this. They can't leave it alone. Yeah? They want to have the last word, and you give them the last word, but they're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again and get into a really provocative situation. Then I think it's absolutely right.
What would...
If you haven't seen this, you have to, bro. I love it. I love watching, like, okay, you know, I don't know how to say this, but there is a certain sense of joy I get in seeing the horrors of the world through the lens of someone who finds it funny. I don't think it's funny or it's comical to slap a woman. I think it is outrageous that this is even, like, of course, right? Like, see, you and I, were, I don't know how old you are, but let's say you're in, like, your mid-20s, right? I'm in my mid-early 20s. I'm 23. That's a fucking fuck the terminology, right? But if you're anywhere between, like, 20 and 30, you know a friend whose father beats his mom, or your own father used to beat your mother. Like, not beat, but slap her every now and then. Like, my dad didn't, fortunately. He didn't do it. I don't know what... I don't think I could talk to him now, dude. Dude, this must be horrible, man. Imagine if, like, your dad was an asshole back in the day and now he's a nice person. Like, he slapped your mom. Oh, man, this got dark real fast, huh? Damn. That would have been intense, bro. If your dad beat your mom. Nah, bro, I'm so sorry. That's not. Let's hope she wasn't chatting too much. I didn't say it, Sean Connery said it. But, yeah, bro, like, fucking some bastard's calling me. My friend's calling me on WhatsApp. But, yeah. What was I saying, man? I fucking forgot. Yeah, dude, like, okay. There's nothing all right about slapping a woman. There's nothing nice about beating your wife. You should be jailed. It's domestic violence. You have to go to jail if you do shit like that. If you beat your kids. Okay, I watched Jersey, all right? I recently watched the movie Jersey. It's good. But usme wo, uske bete ka naam Kittu hai. Aur Kittu ko ek tamacha lagata hai, shayad kapo. Theek hai? But Kittu irritate kar raha tha, yaar. Usko main kya karun usme? Like, it's not okay to raise your hand on children and all. But sometimes children are fucking irritating. They actually are fucking irritating. What do? Like, bro, main irritate ho gaya tha. Wo papa, bolo to matar chot, phatka marunga tere ko, chup chap bait. Like, if he's not, like, they were on a bike and he was not saying a thing. Shahid Kapoor was riding a bike and the kid wants a jersey, okay? So, usko paka raha tha piche bike pe baith ke. Ki papa jersey. Aur almost bike ka accident ho gaya, wo irritate hone ke chakkar mein. Side pe rukaya. Wo to bhi bol, accident almost ho gaya. Gaadi aisa, bike swerve ho raha tha, to bhi chup nahi hua kittu. Still, he didn't shut the fuck up. At that point, what do you do? I want to know, in what in your expert opinion, if you are angry at me for saying something like Kittu ko padni chahiye thi, bro, okay, no one saying you, like how Sean Connery suggests, don't do it with a closed fist, do it with an open hand, right? He's okay. This is going to be very controversial. It wouldn't be the worst beating if it's with an open hand, right? I'm just asking you. I want your honest opinion. Would it be the worst beating if it was with an open hand? See, because I've never like fought with people. Luckily, I've never been punched, right? But I've been slapped a lot by my mom, by my dad, by people in the fucking streets have come and slapped me for no reason. It's not all that bad. Dukhta nahi hai. It's just the idea that I can do something, like I can do more to you. That's what a slap. A slap is basically a precursor to what you can do with a closed fist. I think that is the case. It's just my opinion. I'm just saying. But let me round this up. I wanted to crack a joke which popped up in my head, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to finish this little argument in a box and never discuss this again. And save myself, extend myself an olive branch for once in life. Okay, you should go to jail, right? If you commit domestic violence. No shit. But Kittu, Kittu ke baare mein, Kittu jersey mein usko bahut paka raha tha. So, your wife is an adult, right? You can't beat another adult. Your kid, like, needs discipline, right? You leave your wife if she is very annoying. You leave her. You talk to her first. You can never, like, you only resort to physical violence with kids. Right? Like, okay, that was a joke. I hope that's set in. But no, wait. Okay. If you're, I don't even know why I'm discussing this, but I have to. Because I'll die otherwise. If you're beating the shit out of somebody, right? That is not okay. You should go to jail. Simple as that, right? It's not a joke. It's not a fucking joke. Stop fucking laughing if you're laughing. It's not a joke. If you're a wife beater, you should go to jail. But if your wife is annoying you and you beat her saying that she was annoying me, there is no reason. You can't do that. You can leave. You can get up and you can leave. Leave that relationship. Leave her. Leave the fucking kid also if you want to. Fuck both of them. Kill them. Not kill them. Sorry. No. 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 Don't kill them. Leave them. Divorce. Divorce. Is it divorce or divorce? But yeah. I think you can smack a kid every now and then, bro. Can't you? You should smack a kid every now and then, no? Right? I mean, they need to learn some form of discipline at some point in their lives. Like, how many times will you make excuses for their bad behavior? Okay. Have you heard the phrase, Lato ke bhoot baato se nahi maante? Bro, usme jersey mein usne usko mara. Mere ko khud khushi hui ke mara. Now, that says a lot about me because the person I went with said that how can he do that, whereas I said thank God he shut the kid up. Maybe it's a me thing and maybe I need therapy, so I will go to therapy, I guess, because I wanted to beat the shit out of Kittu. But I you'll see this is the equivalent of a nuclear warhead. A nuclear warhead and a mosquito racket are the same thing. Just scaled down to mosquito size. Alright? किम जोंग उन, मैं ये आज यूज कर रहा था, किम जोंग उन का फोन आया मुझे, किम जोंग उन कॉल, व्हेन आई वाज यूजिंग द मॉस्किटो रैकेट, किम जोंग उन कॉल्ड मी एंड टोल्ड मी, भाई दिस इज अ लिटिल टू मच, कैन यू प्लीज ईज आउट, दे साइंड अ यूएन पीस ट्रीटी नॉट टू यूज दिस ऑन मॉस्किटोज, बट देन यू नो व्हाट आई सेड, गो फक योर मदर इन द एस यू डर्टी होर, देयर इज नो चा, this is the only, this is the, yahi hai, they don't, mosquitoes don't understand bro, this is the only way you make them understand, a mosquito racket is the only fucking way they will learn, they will only fuck, it's like, it's literally like how you treat a child, a slap, I want to half kill a mosquito with this racket so that he can go tell his other friends that yo, this guy is fucking crazy, he's electrocuting us, get the fuck out of his house, and I'll leave my windows open, on a sunny fucking evening, when raat ko window khol ke soonga main, aaja mother chod. Aaja. Ye dekh. Sala. Oh. That was a mosquito. But on that note, I'll keep this short and sweet, just like myself. I love you. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.